Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello. Welcome to Topical Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. At the end of another spectacularly beautiful day, although cloudy again, as yesterday was here in usually way too sunny Arizona. Rhino of the day is this stuffed rhino, which I saw on the tag, was looking for a name. Doesn't have a name, but it does say for ages 3 and up. Therefore, it's perfect for me, because I am up over the age of 3. So there's one of the rhinos in the collection. And today, Topical Tuesday, man, it seems that every day, or multiple times of the day, there's the next biggest story of the next biggest sexual harassing predator, creep, whatever you want to call these people, to come out. Like, I was over in the bank last week one day doing something with talking to the bank manager, and we were talking about this, and he said, yeah, the latest big one is this. I said, I don't know. Have you watched the news today? I haven't watched the news today. It was like 2-3 in the afternoon. I'm like, by now, I'm sure another one has come out. And I'm sure by the time I got home, another one had come out. Hey, thanks for the likes. Jeff Morris is here. Great seeing you. And so it seems that just about every day, some creep in the world of something really public, in the world of media or entertainment or sports, politics, all this kind of stuff, all these creeps are coming out, all these skeletons in the closet, right? So here's the number one tip I figured I'd share with how to not have secrets that you're keeping from the public, or in the case of a business owner, from your customers, your prospects, from your marketplace, your who, as we call it in the WOW strategy. The number one secret to not having, the number one tip to not having secrets that you're keeping from people destroy your business, your career, your life. Well, number one would be to not have them, but we're all human, so all humans have faults, and we have things in our past that we regret, and that mistakes we've made, and things we've done. Now, hopefully, you don't have as heinously absurd things you've done as the Harvey Weinsteins and these creeps of the world that are, you know, going around flaunting their power and taking advantage of people and like ruining lives. But here's, other than not having them, which would be like ideal on some other alternate universe, I guess, is to make sure that instead of just wondering when these secrets are going to come out and ruin you, like, you come out with them. There you go. So if you make sure to tell people your shortcomings, what you think would be so damaging to you in your profession, and you bring that forward, then your competitor or somebody else can't someday say, aha, I just found out a secret of that person, and man, if you knew this, you'd never do business with them. So I'll give you an example. I make my living helping business owners and entrepreneurs, hey, coach, to make tons of money in their businesses. And yet, it's no secret. You would think it would be a crushing blow to me ever getting hired as a business consultant or working with anyone or partnering with anyone, if it was known that the first multi-million dollar successful business I had, I ruined it and ran it into the ground and made a ton of mistakes. But I don't keep that as a secret. That happened, I started the company in 84, I ruined it in 91, and so that's 26 years ago or so now. And, you know, you don't think that for 26 years I've been walking around on eggshells going, gee, I hope nobody finds out that I destroyed, single-handedly blew my own multi-million dollar business from success and ran it into the ground. I hope nobody finds out, because then they won't want to hire me as a consultant. So I could do that, and I would walk around on eggshells every day going, I wonder if anyone's ever going to find me out. Yes, I'm that Steve Cypress that ran that fantasy sports game company that was number one in the entire world in its day and just completely crashed to the ground. I destroyed it in spectacular fashion. Here's the deal. Number one, I bring it forward, and therefore I get to tell the story in my way. well, the story is I screwed it up, but a couple of benefits from that. See, I get to tell also the benefits from that are, number one, I recognize a lot of the warning signs in when people's businesses are about to crumble, things, mistakes they're making, things they're not doing. So I recognize that. But number two, I still built the damn thing, right? So even though I later ruined it, I still very quickly took my hobby and started it from scratch with practically no money and made all kinds of brilliant moves in marketing and strategy and built that very quickly to the number one business in the industry. So, for example, I had a call this morning from one of my clients, and he's going through an overhaul in his business, and we had a discussion. He's like, well, I'm wondering how to position it and how to price it and what to do and what to offer. And I told several stories of things I had done 30-something years ago, my fantasy sports business, that were very germane to what he's doing in his business. And at the end, didn't even take to the end of the call. All through the call, he was like, man, I got it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. That's exactly right. And I was like, man, it's a great thing that these experiences, I don't have the company anymore. I don't have the money anymore. All those dollars are gone. But the wisdom from it is still helping people to this day and will still help people on and on and on until I stop deciding to help people, or until, you know, someone decides maybe I'm going to fall off of this terrace right now, or some way that I'm going to stop being able to help people. So that's just one small example, okay? So you don't want to hide what you think is the worst thing that could be found out about you. It's going to be found out. Somebody's going to bring it out. So number one, if it's something within your control that's really criminal, like these criminal harassers, like, that's a different story. Like, you don't want to really commit crimes, especially ones that really hurt people to the core. But other than that, things that you think are a fault that would stop people from doing business with you, give it a shot, okay? Come out yourself. You don't have to worry about anybody else bringing it out. And then, you, first of all, figure out what are the benefits, the lessons learned from it. Hey, Rich, there's one of my... there's Rich, my greatest customer from that fantasy sports game business, and one of the people I feel real bad about, that, you know, I destroyed the company and took his hobby away, and so forth. Now I'm going to get all messed up about it. But anyway, so thanks, Rich, for being here. And thanks, everybody else. Let's just call it a day on Topical Tuesday. Come out with your biggest shortcomings, and so you won't have to worry about someone else bringing them out and ruining you, okay? That's it for Topical Tuesday. Thanks for being here today, Rich especially, man. Thanks. And everybody else, Jeff, and anyone else here live, and the hundreds and hundreds more people who watch on the replays, as I put them all over the place. And I'll be back tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday. Hey, thanks for the likes. Phil Brakefield's here, and Phil says, and you can use self-effacing humor to make your mistakes even more valuable. Yes, of course, but instead, when one of my victims of me ruining my company and taking his hobby with me is right here, I'm finding it very hard to be humorous about it. But very good, Phil. In a better frame of mind, I would, it's unfortunately hilarious how I can go from all that success and just screw the whole thing up. But lots of mistakes that I won't make again, and I've helped other people not to make them either. Anyway, that's about it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday. Thanks, Jeff, Rich, Phil, anybody else here live and watching on the replay, and I hope you'll catch me again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.